Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, and you may do it toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny, Mother, Scratch, and Ray.
And Mark.
And we'll, of course, talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind tonight. Coming up, some school-related stories. They seem to come in batches. I've got a couple of them here that are worthy of sharing. Lauryn Hill is possibly going to be jailed, although when you read on further into the article, it's 3 months in jail followed by 3 months home confinement for failing to pay $500,000 to the U.S. federal government in taxes. Now, I don't know what it was that Wesley Snipes owed, but he was recently, kind of like the recent Hollywood face.
$300 million?
I'm sorry?
Is that what was the quantity of dollars that she owed in taxes?
$500,000.
Okay.
So I don't know what it was that Snipes owed. I think his was in the millions, but they put him away for 3 years.
I thought it was a year. Okay.
I thought it was 3 years.
All right.
But anyway, so I... 3 months in jail, 3 months home confinement? That's not terrible. I mean, as far as you didn't pay $500,000 to the feds, I imagine they could have come at her a little bit heavier than that.
It was a 3 year prison sentence for Wesley Snipes. Okay, so there's inherent sexism in the system. You'll see that consistently women get shorter sentences than men do for the same crime.
Is that right?
Yep. So I'm going to say that, that's probably the case there.
Really not much more to this story. They talk about how she's, I guess, disappeared from public life to raise her kids and had a diatribe against the music industry. I mean, this lady's pretty burnt out on the Hollywood scene, from what I understand. Probably can't blame her for that, with record companies being what they are and those situations. But, you know, I guess a lot of people think that if you don't pay taxes, it's always going to, you know, they're going to take you to the mat. And in this case, to have the IRS say that, you know, you owe them $500,000 and only put you in jail for 3 months, that doesn't seem too bad.
They probably want you to her to pay, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's not doing 3 months in order to work off the half a
million. Good point. Yeah, she might have agreed to make payments. Her lawyers did say she had paid more than $970,000 of an outstanding tax bill, which amounted to more than $2 million.
Yeah.
I like Lauryn Hill. Number one, she's very good looking, and I'm just seeing on Snopes now that I think this might not be true, but I had thought that she was anti-white, and I've always I get a kick out of that. I'm a big fan of the Lynch Mob, and their album that I love so much is pretty much all about white devilry.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I had heard that Lauryn Hill had said things like, if I'd known white people were going to buy my last album, I never would have recorded it. But according to Snopes, this is false.
That's not true.
Right.
Thanks for checking on that.
Sure.
Didn't she have some interesting statement in there about how her ancestors were enslaved and now she's been enslaved to a system, that kind of thing, in that article?
Shortly before she was arrested, Hill penned a diatribe declaiming the music industry. In the rant, Hill blasted pop music for a climate of hostility, false entitlement, manipulation, racial prejudice, sexism, and ageism. She said that over-commercialization and its resulting restrictions and limitations can be very damaging and distorting to the inherent nature of the individual. During her trial, she claims she is still forced to live under the pernicious economic hierarchy imposed by the slave trade. She told the court, quote, I am a child of former slaves who had a system imposed on them. I had an economic system imposed on me. And that's a true statement for all of us. I was listening to Mark Stevens' show, The No State Project, this past weekend, and I think he had maybe the most epic interview I've ever heard him engage in on his program. He actually got a sitting city council member, a real-life politician, to come on his show and kind of talk about the nature of the state and basically admit to being a criminal gangster and just forcing their way on everybody. And, of course, the excuses that this guy trotted out, this politician, over what was basically an hour-and-a-half-long interview, the excuses he trotted out, of course, had to go to the idea that, well, there were some men back in the 1700s who signed a piece of paper, and that somehow magically binds everybody who is born within a certain geographic arbitrary landmass from that point forward. And, I mean, the guy made all the ridiculous claims that you could possibly make.
Now, that would be kind of...
So what she's saying here is absolutely true. We've all been forced into this system without consent.
And I think that it's important to point out that not only is this the case, that these you know, guys put together this stuff back from the 18th century, but that they acquired the land over which they you know, proposed to have dominion. They didn't even have legitimate control. The Constitution of the United States was implemented sort of surreptitiously around the Articles of Confederation. The intention wasn't to rewrite them. It was to rewrite them a little bit, the Articles, initially, and then they tried out this whole new Constitution. Rhode Island didn't want to sign them, and a blockade was threatened against a port state. A blockade was threatened, so tell me that that's not coercion.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget that a great deal of the land that was secured here was secured through force and fraud of the American Indians that were on the land previously. They didn't want to. They didn't intend to fight these wars. They didn't want to fight these people. They just took their land, and they'd take whatever opportunity they could to blame something on them and kill a tribe and get their land and then do it again because the system worked over and over. So to say that it's, you know, for instance, I can put rules on my property and that's fair, but I bought it. They didn't always buy this land, mm-hmm. and even the land that they did buy, they put this hierarchical form of government over it, and many times the governments, you know, the people in Rhode Island didn't want to sign, but they were forced to.
Yeah, even if you did want to claim that this was a government by consent and that people hundreds of years ago consented, that still doesn't jibe with me. That doesn't make sense that somebody who I didn't know could somehow bind me to some sort of set of obligations. Sorry, that just doesn't process for me.
The logic is it's just ridiculous on its face. People just don't want to engage their brain about important matters, and they just take life as it's given to them, and they don't question things.
So Lauryn Hill did question those things, and now she's going to be paying the price to the tune of 3 months in probably a federal prison cell. So there's that story. I just thought that was worth sharing because anybody that's willing to stand up to the confiscatory taxation of the federal or state governments, I think is worthy of pointing them out and to say thank you to them for doing that and not paying into this maddening system of violence and death that I, for one, cannot be associated with. I'm not interested. I had an interview done by Forbes magazine. I don't know if it's ever going to pan out into an actual piece. Maybe it will. It's one of those things that they're working on in the background. Maybe they'll publish it at some point. It's not time sensitive, I guess, but about not paying federal taxes and talking about the reasons why. And I can't support an organization that does business by the threat of violence, especially an organization that actually uses violence against peaceful people, not just here in our neighborhoods, but all across the globe. And so because I'm morally opposed to that and morally opposed to stealing, I can't possibly participate in that system.
Many Quakers throughout history have figured out different ways to just choose to not pay taxes. Either they would make so little that they wouldn't have to pay taxes, or they just would refuse to send taxes to the government. And many were jailed and had their property taken from them. And this is a moral stance. You can agree or disagree with whatever war you agree or disagree with, but one thing you can't say is that somebody isn't born into the system. You're born a slave, a much better slave than many people have been slaves in the past, but it's still a slave. And let me back that statement up. You can pay an exit tax to leave the country, but you have to pay an exit tax. An exit tax is the same thing as a slave in Roman times or whenever. Slaves have always been able to purchase their freedom. You're just essentially purchasing your freedom.
Well, don't forget, you also have to get their permission slip, too. And they may or may not decide to issue that. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you've got comments on taxes and not paying them, some of these heroes that have stood up and have gone down, unfortunately. More people, I think, do need to take that stand. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Good day, aging newcomer from Midas Resources, May 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,476.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,514.60, $753.30 for a half ounce, or $378.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,514.60, $757.30, and $378.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. We give them away. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can connect with us on Skype. We're going to go to Skype here for a call in a little bit. The Skype line is lrn.fm. That's our username there. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up in just over a month. It's starting on June 17th, and it will go through June 23rd. Now, maybe you can't make it up for the whole Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you can just come up for the weekend, come up for the weekend. It's worth the trip to be around what promises to be 1,000, maybe more than 1,000, maybe 1,500 people this year who love the ideas of liberty, and they're all in the same campground together. People who you've probably never met before, but you'll be meeting here that might be your future neighbors if you're a Free State Project participant and you just haven't made the move yet. This is a good chance for you to come up and check out New Hampshire and meet some of those future neighbors, and also meet some liberty celebrities like Lou Rockwell. He's actually going to be there speaking. Bob Murphy, who's kind of becoming a Porkfest fixture at this point, and
he's there so often that it's hard to call him a celebrity for the event. But I mean, more talented, I can't find it. Higher acclaims, he's
gonna,
got him.
He's going to be running the karaoke this time around. So
the man's incredibly talented, yeah. And there's no one better to represent the Austrian School of Economics,
which is good for me. It's one less thing for me to do. I've got enough on my plate. So he'll be there. Dr. Mary Ruart will also be speaking, and these are just the luminaries. There are also a lot of great activists who'll be having panel discussions. I'll be hosting a panel discussion about civil disobedience. We'll have other things. There's so much on the itinerary. You can go and take a look for yourself at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. It's a $50 advance price, kind of early bird discount price. And if you wait too long, you're going to end up having to pay at the door. And I believe that price is $75. So you want to go ahead and lock your ticket in now and get the details about the campground and get your campsite. From what I understand, the campground is almost sold out as far as the actual campgrounds. There's RV spaces, which you can use. You can put a tent up in the RV space, but they're a little bit more away from the real core, I guess, of the event. There's plenty of room at the campground entirely, but like the actual designated camping areas, I've heard, are almost, if not completely, sold out. So keep that in mind and go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live is broadcasting every single night. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's start with Chris listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are doing a great cause for liberty, and I'd like to include my just giving a shout out to all the casters out there. Also, broadcasting the Rebel Radio as in music. So.
Okay. We don't really do shout outs on this show. I mean, if you want to plug something, we can say an ad package. But did you have anything that you wanted to talk about?
Yes, in fact, the difference between the voices of our generation, like your own Lou Rockwells, etc., Sean's, etc., as well as the ones that are out there as a DJing for voices such as Eminem, etc., and
is Eminem
outlet, and now we do have that outlet. We do have the outlet now. And
is Eminem a liberty activist?
Yes, he is, actually.
Okay.
If you ever listen to his remix between Aerosmith's Sing for the Music.
I haven't listened to that. I mean, that Slim Shady song, I've certainly heard that. I mean, we could all stand up here.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that Eminem was a liberty-minded person at all. That was, sometimes you hear about some Hollywood people like Drew Carey or, I guess, Kurt Russell, who are known as libertarians. Hadn't heard about Eminem, but if that's true, then that's good news,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I've been broadcasting for about 2 weeks, and he's endorsed my radio station, so.
He endorsed your radio station. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I did.
So, we've had independent media. This isn't a new thing. I mean, Free Talk Live has been on the air for a decade. Certainly blogs have been around for a long time. So, I mean, I think it's worthy of celebrating, but it's by no means a new phenomenon.
Right. And this, just letting people know that new technology is out there and there's free services.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's right. I mean, the cost has come down dramatically over the last two decades as far as producing your own content, whether it be video or audio-related content. It's fairly easy and within the average person's grasp now to acquire the equipment necessary in order to do that, to make your
own stuff. You can get whatever message it is you want to get out. I would say that the real key to it is sticking with it. Free Talk Live had a lot fewer listeners back, 7 or 8 years ago when we started this thing than we do now.
Amen, brother. Sticking to it. That's a lesson that I still haven't learned. I'm trying to learn it in my autumn years.
When you say you haven't learned that, what do you mean? I mean, you have difficulty.
I start things all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I get about halfway through them. I'm really excited, really plugging away at it, and then that's it.
Is that like an ADD thing where you're always distracted?
I wouldn't mind claiming that it's some kind of disability that I can't control.
Well, you're the janitor here at Free Talk Live. I mean, you get all those jobs done.
That's true. And I guess that's why I've been one for so long, because when I start a job, unlike a lot of people that I work with, I do it until it's done. And that's one thing
it's
that
like
I do
right.
It's
like the hobbies that you can't get done.
Well, I tell you the truth, Mark, I wouldn't mind transitioning out of the janitor trade into something a little more lucrative, a little more less on my hands and knees all the time. But,
I hear you. There's nothing wrong with a good hard day's work, though.
That's so. And being a janitor, when you're done with it, there's a real
satisfaction,
easy sense of satisfaction. Yeah. You can see very well exactly
mm-hmm.
what you accomplished.
Indeed.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're going to Dennis. He's in Indy. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via the TuneIn app.
Hey, I got some questions about how you guys feel. I mean, I know how you feel about the Constitution, and I agree with you about the it's not working, or it was for some people that are dead and gone. But does you feel, or is it, in your opinion, is that not opinion, but did you guys come into the liberty through reading the Constitution, and it kind of grew from there, and started reading, Adams and all the other philosophers and Cato, or what, was that the opening for you, the Constitution, reading it and saying, hey, there's something wrong, or what?
I can't say that I'm, the world's greatest scholar, and that I've read all of these books that you're referencing. But yeah, that's where we came from largely. And I still think that the Constitution is the rule book, and the United States government isn't following the rules as I can read them. So what's the point of it is kind of the question I ask. I mean, at some point or another, you just got to say, look, nobody's following the rules. Why are we saying the rules are great?
Dennis, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Time enough. Plenty of it for your calls and thoughts. Coming up, some ridiculous school stories where a boy's in trouble for holding his pencil wrong.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in, toll free, bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. News updates, we'll send them to you. If you are on our email list, you can also follow them via Twitter and Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those. Whatever is your favorite way of receiving that information, go to news.freetalklive.com.
We were just talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and one of the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, among others, is Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne has a business, and that business is called SACL CAI. SACL CAI handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and accounts receivable is kind of a pain for you, SACL CAI can take care of it for you. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We continue. I'm going to post, by the way, this Mark Stevens interview to our Facebook page with a guy named Colby Granville. I'd mentioned that I was listening to it this weekend on his show, The No State Project, and they really do cover a lot of just classic arguments for the state that this guy basically comes out to, you know, try to justify the existence of the state and his involvement in it. And there's a whole lot of a justification for violence, and it's amazing to listen to. And I told Mark that it was one of his best interviews I've ever heard, because Mark Stevens is usually talking to people that agree with him. And he always invites these bureaucrats that he's talking to, because for his day job, I guess, he helps people with their cases, their court cases and traffic cases and things like that, and will frequently be on the phone with prosecutors and prosecutorial types And he'll be asking tough questions of these guys on the phone. And he's able to record those phone conversations and play some of those back on the airwaves. But he's never, until this last weekend, gotten any of these bureaucrats to actually come on the show with him. And he finally found somebody who was willing to do it. So it's a fascinating study in the mind of a statist. And, again, I will post that on our Facebook page. It'll also show up on our Twitter. So you can access those through news.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Chris, on the line in Fort Worth, Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to bring up, I'd been listening to a replay of your show from last night, where you were talking about the march on Washington with the guys going to go, you know, start it in Virginia and cross over in.
Yeah.
Yes, the armed march with people with rifles slung on their backs going into D.C.
Okay, I heard a lot of people call in on your show and use terms like law-abiding citizen and this being the law, that being the law. Okay. My first question to those people would be, what is a law?
It's so words on paper written down by people who are generally considered by society to be liars and thieves.
I like Mark Stevens' definition, an opinion backed by a gun.
Right. So I come from a standpoint of take their law and use it right back at them. Because if you're going to fight within their system, you're going to want to be knowledgeable on what their system says that you can and can't do.
So what are you proposing?
They need to look up U.S. Title 18, U.S.C. 241 and 242.
And it's what will they find?
Conspiracy against rights and deprivation of rights under color of law.
What are you suggesting?
That the federal government, if they stop them or if the police stop them, they are using their Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
The deprivation of rights under color of law makes it a penalty. It's a federal felony for anyone. You could even do it. If you deprive someone of their rights under color of law and you didn't have the right to do it,
well, they're going to say they have the right to do it. They've got these gun laws, and they've been on the books, and the Supreme Court has already backed their gun laws up.
And the judges seem to be on their side. I mean, this is the hard part about this. There was a situation, I think it was called the Jefferson One, and then there was the D.C. dance party where people went and danced at the Jefferson Memorial. Danced at the Jefferson Memorial. They didn't cause anybody any harm or anything like that. And a federal judge said, oh, yeah, that's fine. I mean, they took it all the way to trial, and a federal judge said, yeah, that's okay. I don't trust these judges. I mean, I think you're right, and that these people, I concur with your legal opinion regarding this. Right. I just don't think
the men in the robes aren't going to concur
any longer. Very many people that wear black muumuus and sit in high benches that any longer care anything about anything that looks like justice.
But so is your proposal basically to sue?
No. I mean, you can sue them later if you want. My proposal is to file certified, sworn criminal complaint with the, if they want, go to the DOJ, Department of Justice, file them with them, file them with the U.S. Attorney General. And
these complaints would be lodged against the D.C. police or whoever it is that arrests people for carrying firearms?
Right.
Is that the idea?
And just use their names, because really, you're trying to put a title with their name, and really, like Mark Stevens says, it doesn't sound so official when you just say, Joe threw me out of the building, but when they say, Judge Joe threw me out of the building, it's a whole different scenario.
Well, I have to say, I am certainly not familiar enough with the legal land to know if what you're saying has any likelihood of success, but I'm sure if you went down to this event and offered your legal services, some people might appreciate it. I tend to be pretty skeptical of legal land solutions, because it's been my experience in the courts that the judges just do whatever the flip they want to do, and they don't care about even what their own rules say.
I'd love
to be proven wrong.
Do you think that this would work on sort of the first filing, or does one have to get beyond to appeal for this to work?
You have to continue this up with
yeah.
First file your complaint it has to be notarized for it to be a verified sworn criminal complaint.
Now, have you actually ever done this?
Yes, I have.
You have. And
can you tell us the circumstances, how it worked out?
Okay, I do it in traffic tickets because the officer is already committing a crime by pulling you over, because if he can't prove you're underneath the transportation code, then he has no authority to pull you over.
So you're saying you filed a criminal complaint against the officer personally who pulled you over?
Yes.
And what happened with that complaint?
File that with the judge, with the district judge. And then when the district judge fails to act on that criminal complaint, because article, and I don't know about where the states that these other people are in, but in Texas, Article 2.03 of the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure specifically states that when a magistrate becomes aware of a criminal complaint, he will reduce it to an information and submit it to a grand jury.
But he's not doing that.
When he doesn't do that, he is now committing a crime himself, a Class A misdemeanor. And Article 2.03 goes right into that, talking about how it's...
So then you bring another complaint against the judge?
And you file that with the appellate court.
And you've done this as well?
Yes, you file it to the next highest judge.
Then what?
When that judge fails to do what he's supposed to do, you file that a criminal complaint against that judge with the Supreme Court. And we do it with the Texas Supreme Court.
And what has happened when you've done that?
How many judges are in jail at this point?
None. It's all about the politics.
Okay.
So what happened when you file?
What's the upshot of your story?
How many pieces of
paper? What happened to you? How
many pieces of paper do I have to put in order to not put any judges in jail?
Hold on. I want to know what happened here. So you took it all the way up to the Supreme Court. What happened then?
The Supreme Court. Now, what happens between the Supreme Court justice and his little low-level goonie? We're not really sure, other than they seem to make things go away. Your traffic offense gets tossed out.
So your traffic offense got tossed out, but what about all the filing fees you had to pay to file? Or is it free to file in Texas?
There is no fee for filing a criminal complaint, other than the...
And you said you've had it all just tossed out. That's interesting.
It costs money to appeal here in New Hampshire.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Well, the states are settled differently.
But he's saying filing a criminal complaint, though.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of these here airwaves. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, archives included. Just go and click and download as many episodes of the show as you would like. They go back to late 2006, and they're all completely free at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can go to our SoundCloud page and grab those very same episodes and more, including the Edgington Post interview series, as well as some other random stuff that we'll put up there, maybe like another interview we did somewhere else on another radio station. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com if you'd like to access us on SoundCloud. And thanks to everybody who has followed us on SoundCloud. I believe that's the term they use there. The people who are following the Free Talk Live feed. That has, we've been with SoundCloud now for just over a year for our podcast hosting, and I like the following thing where you get to see how many people are kind of paying attention to your feed. So that's very cool, and appreciate everybody downloading our show in whatever way you prefer. Maybe it's through podcast, maybe it's directly from SoundCloud, maybe it's right from our front page at freetalklive.com. But either way, it's all free, so enjoy freetalklive.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant has recently rolled out new customer service plans, and they've been dealing with customer service problems more quickly than they have in the past. I'm very pleased with a lot of the advancements they've made, and I hope you'll like them too. Go check them out at BitInstant.com. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world. No excuse. You've got one close to you. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, tell them where you want to deposit some money, tell them where your account is, like perhaps you've got a Bitcoin client on your computer, or you've got a blockchain.info account, but you need some kind of Bitcoin wallet. I'm putting wallet in quotation marks. And you need to deposit some money. It doesn't have to be U.S. dollars. It has to be wherever, whatever kind of currency you deposit. And you have to go to BitInstant.com to do it. It's easy. Trust me. Go to BitInstant.com. It's the easiest way to get Bitcoins.
All right. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to Ed, listening to Monster Radio 1150 in Marion, Illinois. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. Are you on a speakerphone or some sort of...
No, I'm on a headset because I'm traveling in Illinois on a cell phone.
I'll tell you what, it sounds kind of awful, so I don't know how long we can handle the connection, but go ahead.
Okay, how about that? Does this sound any better?
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold for just a short...
Hold on just a second. Hold on just
All right. I don't want you to get pulled over just because you've been talking... Oh, that sounds much better.
Is that better? Okay.
Yep. Please go ahead. And, don't want you to get pulled over, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I just came out of a construction zone, that's why, so I'm cool.
Gotcha. All right.
Listen, guys, first time I've ever heard from you guys. I'm a professional driver going south on 57 down to Kentucky and Tennessee today.
Thanks for your service. What are you delivering?
Hey, well, I can't say.
Okay.
I'm a custom driver.
Is it secret government stuff?
No, not government stuff. But
does it glow in the dark?
It's private property, you know. So
all right,
gotcha.
We got it.
Marijuana.
yeah, I'd probably take those layovers then. Hey, two questions, guys. Number one, since the association of the states into the federal government was voluntary, quote unquote, when the government no longer abides by the Constitution, does that are the citizens of that state any longer obligated to?
I can't see how they would be. I can't see how they would be. Go ahead.
Yeah, once the government violates the rules of association that the states were given when they joined in, it would seem that that the government, the federal government, has breached its contract, its agreement. So there's no longer a meeting of the minds between the state and the federal government. Therefore, there's no longer an obligation on the citizens of the state to abide by the rules given by the federal government.
You've got a good argument, even if you do believe in citizenship, which, of course, you can't prove actually exists.
One can't prove it exists.
For a lot of the same reasons, mainly because citizenship is a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And we all know, or at least those who listen to the show for a long time, know that the federal government has no obligation, or the state governments have no obligation to protect anybody. So, therefore, there's no citizen.
Exactly. Unless you want to leave, and then you got to pay your fine.
Yeah,
right. It's your fee to free yourself, essentially. No, but then again, you just go into another citizenship agreement. Citizenship's just the new slavery.
Exactly.
No change there.
I wanted to make with you guys and see if you'd heard this. I was listening to Sean Hannity earlier today, and he had Elizabeth Ponsing on. I know. He's quite honestly, He's getting a little harebrained for me, even. But he had Tonsing on, who is a counselor representing some of the whistleblowers going before the Benghazi committee. And it was interesting to me that they made the point that was very clear, and I've actually heard it three times today, which is sort of strange. But the government, there is no law that states that the government has to tell the truth to the citizens. There is absolutely no punishment whatsoever for, let's say, the White House, spokesman to actually speak the truth to the American citizen. There's no law. There is no penalty. There is no jurisprudence whatsoever.
Many police officers are actually trained to specifically lie to people that are in their custody.
Exactly, and given that permission to do so. And we, as, the lambs of the United States, are simply led to the slaughter from the standpoint of everything you say, even if you were in a questioning situation in a police department.
If you're dealing with federal government goons, then anything you say to them that's false is a federal crime. So they can tell you lies, but you can't tell them lies.
And sometimes what you might say might be based upon what they say to you, and they're not held responsible. So I think that there needs to be some kind of movement in this country, in all honesty, to create a new law that says it is against the law for any government official whatsoever to knowingly or constructively knowingly be deceptive.
We know they don't follow their own laws anyway.
I go one step further than that, since we're in dreamland where government bureaucrats hold themselves responsible for things, I think that they should be responsible for all the actions that they take. If they damage property, they should have to pay for it. Not me, the taxpayer, but them. I want them to pay for it. Because if I go and I kick somebody's door in looking for bad plants or whatever it is that I might be looking for, I would have to pay to repair their door. But not these people.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'd rather focus on than trying to figure out how to pass some new law at the federal level. I'd rather focus on secession and getting the hell out of this this deal. As you already pointed out, essentially it's a null deal as far as the, you know, whatever the original terms were being violated a long time ago. So why not make it official and get all the liberty-minded people together in the same place, like New Hampshire, and then get the hell out of this federal government thing?
Well, the interesting thing is I took contract law in college, and there is a term called dirty hands, and dirty hands means I cannot sue you for breaching our contract if I have dirty hands in the deal. If I did something that caused you to subsequently breach the contract that we formally had, I cannot sue you for that breach. I cannot recover from you for that breach because I had dirty hands in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that the federal government has dirty hands every time they remember the Elian Gonzalez,
yep,
where the feds went into Florida and took him, and even the mayor, who is the top law enforcement, elected law enforcement agent of that county, was kept totally ignorant of their presence in his county. And to me, when the state violates, when the government violates that agreement that we have voluntarily entered into with them, which binds us to...
I don't know about you, but I never entered into that agreement.
Well, none of us did, of course.
Right.
Somebody gave me a Social Security number and told me, God bless America. Go ahead and say the pledge, kid.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well,
I appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny Ray.
Ed, you took a contract law course in college. I thought that contract law was just the really ridiculous nonsense that we hear night in and night out about, just weird, funny things that you, like secret code words that you say to judges that get you off the hook. Am I wrong about that?
Well, there are certain things in contract law that do get you off. Severability and a number of terms that will help you. That's why the lawyers keep us all ignorant of the actual terminology, and it's very difficult to find legal definitions of things. And not only that, but the concept of stare decisis, which is the precedent. Stare decisis is the legal term by which things are supposed to be done the same way. The two purposes of our law in this country is for consistency and for a known outcome.
I'm pretty sure the purpose of the law is to give business to the lawyers, I get where you're coming from, and I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight, Ed. And welcome to Free Talk Live. You can always find us, if you're not passing through Marion, Illinois, you can always find us online at freetalklive.com.
Clover double nickels if you've hit the ridge, because there's a smoky picture taker other side of the bridge.
Thanks for the call, Ed. Drive safe out there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2's next.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper
Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.